Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Hallelujah. Yes, God wants to heal you and me, all of us, everywhere we hurt. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. To Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that you see it all, you know it all, and you're in it all. Hallelujah. And yes, you do want to heal us everywhere we hurt, whether it's in the body, in the mind, in the will, in the emotions, wherever it is, you want to heal it. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every person who's listening now, those who will be listening in the future. And we thank you, Lord God, that your anointing is here today in the name of Jesus and reaching out, hallelujah, to all those who are in need of healing wherever they hurt, Lord God, wherever anything's going on in them. We praise your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the Lord, our healer. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you. And we say, Lord God, have your way. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Heal any way you want to heal tonight, Lord. We're open to you, to every way you want to do it. We just want to do it with you. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, hello, everyone. And we have Elder Harkey here with us, Elder Philip Harkey. Tonight, we're expecting Minister Linda in the very near future. Amen. Hello, Elder.
And good evening. I am very thrilled to be here. Looking forward Amen. To everything that will happen tonight.
Yes. Yes, glory to God. We're already into our third broadcast of the year. We're into March already.
Wow.
Amen.
March, marching forward. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. And looking forward, like you said, to what he's going to do tonight. Amen. Well, at this point, you know, we always start off with the ailment. That we're perceiving that the Lord has said something. I have one tonight, and that is some kind of stomach ailment tonight.
Okay.
Just as we were praying in, perceived that a stomach ailment. Amen. So that God is healing a stomach ailment tonight. Praise God.
Praise the Lord for that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Well, as we get started tonight, I wanted Elder to go ahead and give a testimony. He saw an awesome, miraculous healing this week. It was this week or last week?
This week.
It was Monday.
It was. Amen.
So I want you to go ahead and share that. And as he's sharing it, if there's anything going on in your body, you have any stomach ailments, it doesn't have to be a stomach ailment or anything else that's going on that you want us to pray with you for healing, or if you know someone who has a stomach ailment, who's experiencing a stomach ailment, call them up now and tell them to call. Praise God. Or you can just press your number one key and we'll pray for them. You know, if that's not, it's not possible to get them on the line. So press your number one key. Go ahead and get in the queue. And let's listen to this wonderful testimony from Elder Phila. Amen.
Okay. Well, you were correct. This happened two nights ago, this past Monday. And we were at a healing event, and I got to be a part of this. And this was also some things that were called out. Okay, we just like we do here, we call out some things, and there were people being healed of that. But over to the side of the church, there was the sanctuary, whatever you call it. There was a gentleman in one of those electric wheelchair thingy, you know, little scooter thingies, okay? And he had raised his hand on a couple of the things that were called out, but other people also raised their hand, and they came forward. And the gentleman hosting the meeting said, you know, so-and-so has raised his hands. Do you want to minister to him now, or do you want to wait? I said, let's just wait until we've ministered under the anointing for a while, and we really got the Holy Ghost flowing, and then we'll have him come forward. And that's what we did, all right? We kind of basked in the Holy Ghost a little bit and as we ministered to other folks. And then he came forward, and there were some things that were called out, and he had severe, severe back pain that was brought on by ALS, okay? And he had been told that it was, what do they call it when it's chronic, or what's the other word? He'd been told that it's going to get worse and kill you, basically. Okay, whatever word that is, okay? That's what he had been told. And he had other conditions, too, but that was some of the main things that he had. And it was not only was it causing severe back pain, but there was some Parkinson's involved as well, but his legs were not working well, and of course that's why he was in the electric scooter. Okay, so we ministered to him, and the power of the Holy Spirit. There were like two or three of us praying, just like we do here on this broadcast. We were ministering to him under the power of the Holy Ghost, and he just felt really touched by the Lord. Now, I had an experience. Sometimes I know that a person is 10% better, and we pray again, and then I know that a person is 25% better or whatever. Well, I knew that he was about 10 to 15% better, and I was just about to ask him if it was 10 to 15% better, and all of a sudden it came to me that he was 50% better. And so I was kind of confused, like, oh, is it 15? Is it 50? Is it more? Because, I mean, I didn't know this at the time, but his pain was leaving. You see what she's going, do. So his, 10, what? 20, 50, 70, 80, 90, his fame is just, evaporating. Okay?
Hallelujah. So, yes.
Okay? And this is a guy that they said, your pain is awful. There's nothing we can really do. You're on medicine. It's going to get worse, and you're going to die. And I didn't know this at the time, but the host of the meeting found out yesterday from talking to the family that the pain was so bad that he was suicidal at times because
he just
couldn't get away from it. So the Holy Ghost is ministering through us little human channels, and he goes, oh, I feel blessed. I go, well, how's your back? Is it 10 to 15? He goes, it's at least 50. I go, is it at least 50? He goes, I said, well, is it more? He goes, it's all gone. And, of course, we were just beside ourselves. It pulled through the tears just to even retell the story, okay? And we're just thinking, what a wonderful healing and wonderful Jesus. What a wonderful Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. And on his own, he says quietly to me, well, it's hard to tell the story. I'm getting all choked up. He goes, I want to stand up. Which just kind of looked at him a little bit surprised. Like, okay, who are we to stop what the Holy Ghost is doing? So he stood up, and he was a little shaky. He was a little shaky, but we kind of helped. We kind of steadied him, and he was a little shaky, but he was just standing there. Okay? And then after he stood there for a half a minute or so, he says to me quietly, he goes, I want to walk. I'm thinking, okay. So he took one arm and the other, me on one side, another person on the other side, but he wasn't holding on to us very tightly. He was just kind of, and he took a few little steps, and he gave his wife a hug, and it was the most beautiful thing I've seen in so long. Apostle Kizzy. And then he turns to me and he goes, I want to walk some more. I'm like, okay. And I stood by him, and he kind of touched my arm, but I was not holding him. And he started taking some baby steps, and he takes some baby steps halfway down the church aisle, and then he took some more baby steps. And I said, you can stop whenever you want. We're not going to make you do anything. And he goes, no, I want to keep walking. So he walked down the one aisle, then he walked across the church, and then he started coming back toward the front of the sanctuary. And when he did, he was walking at a speed that a normal person would walk. And he still had, some problems, and his back wasn't fully straight, and there were some things that still need to be done. He needs to continue on in what the Holy Ghost began. What the Holy Ghost began, he will perfect it until the day of the Lord Jesus. But the difference in the man was unbelievable. And the people in the congregation were just, wiping their eyes, and they were crying, I mean, every touch of God is wonderful. If someone's little end of their thumb gets hurt, and we pray for them on a broadcast or whatever, I'm thrilled for them, okay? But this here moved me in a way that I've not been moved in a long time. He got up out of that motorized scooter, and I asked him while we're walking down the aisle, I said, how long has it been since you've walked? He goes, it's been over 2 years since I've been able to get out of that thing and walk.
Wow.
And he was able to walk, and he took steps.
Hallelujah.
And it was a miracle of God, and I thank you for letting me share that, because it was such an honor to be a part of it. And it's just like it's an honor to be a part of these broadcasts. And I want my words to encourage the people who are out there. No matter how hopeless your situation is, no matter how bad the situation is, there is no human cure. There is no human answer for ALS. it gets worse and steady worse, and in many cases, yes, it finally kills you. And that's, the doctors would do it all they could, but that's what they said. This is all we got for you. You will never be out of pain. You will never walk. You will never have your life again. And it was so bad that sometimes he'd been suicidal and wanting to kill himself because it was so bad. And the Lord just did such a
thank
miracle.
You, Lord.
Okay, sorry for that. I can't tell it without getting all choked up.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I wasn't there, but it's still, that's moving. I mean, to see God move like that. And, you know, even this morning, the Lord and I were talking about something, and I was talking about a good friend of mine, and I said, you know, they're in a situation now, you know, maybe 2 years ago, I could have helped them. I could do something in my own humanness and help them. And now they're at a point where I can't help them. It has to be God. And when I said that to him this morning, he said, now they're in a good place. They're in a real good place because, you know, can't anybody help them but me? Hallelujah. And he was in that place where could nobody help him but God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank God right now for, I'm sure you prayed this, but for healing his, for sealing his healing in the name of Jesus. That is sealed in Jesus' name. Every cell, every organ, every tissue that where the pain went away. Hallelujah. Where the strength came back in him. In the name of Jesus, that it is sealed in Jesus' name. It won't drift away or go away. It will stay in the name of Jesus. And we praise God for that. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you and the others who were praying together, just vessels ready, open.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
fit and meet for the Master's use. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody,
amen.
In addition
amen.
To the stomach ache, someone's having pinching in your hip. It's like a pinching. It's a pinching. In the frontal hip area, a pinching. Not a good pinching. Okay, not fun to walk. Pinching in the frontal hip area. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you know what, Apostle? Like you know, we always say this is prophetic healing, and no, God is not limited only to the things that are called out. But and we always say that every month. But yet in this instance as well, it was one of those things that were called out. So that is one of the ways that the Holy Ghost moves through his you know, through Jesus' people to bring help to folks, you know. So I'm going to encourage you. Apostle Kizzy called out stomach trouble earlier, and then right now it was revealed to me like a pinching in the front hip. And there'll be other things, you know, that'll get healed tonight too. But call in, you know. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank Amen.
You, Lord
well,
Jesus.
We have, thank you, Lord. We have quite a few people on tonight. Amen. I'm trying to see if there's a number one key press. Yes, there is one. Amen. First, we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom and for Pastor Together. And then... I'm hearing Pastor Catherine kind of scurrying there. And then we have area code 540. We're going to open a line for you. Anyone else, anything's going on in your body, you know someone who needs prayer for something, a stomach ailment, pinching in the hip area, or anything that needs to be healed, press your number one key. If this is your first time on the line with us, we want to thank you and welcome you here with us tonight. And please do not be shy. Press your number one key and get in the queue. Right now, and thank you, area code 845. It seems like we have a lot of time right now, but we know how fast it goes. So don't be shy. If there's any inkling that you want prayer or you want prayer for someone, go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. We're going to open a line now for Pastor Mom, who is my mom, praise God, and Pastor Catherine, who is my sister. Amen. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Hello. Good evening.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. We happy every day. Thank you, Lord.
She said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right.
I'm happy to hear you all.
We can barely hear Pastor Mom. Okay.
Hello.
Don't know what happened.
Huh?
Oh.
Hi, I'm Ray.
You're really happy?
Very happy.
Really
yes.
Happy.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Well, we're going to pray for you. Is there anything you want to pray for? I got a couple of things I'm going to tell him to pray for you about. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We want to pray for Pastor Mom's language skills because we see something going on with that, with her ability to say what's in her mind. She thinks things. She knows what she wants to say, and sometimes it does not come out of her mouth properly. And and you know what I'm saying. And sometimes it seems like her tongue gets very thick or something. And then the other thing is in her chest area. I'm hearing something that sounds like a heavy congestion.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weak, a little deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like continuous when she breathes. You can hear it, and that's just within the past couple of days.
Okay.
So those are the two things, Pastor Mom.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, sir,
he's gonna pray.
We're glad to. Yes, Lord. Lord, we're going to come to you on behalf of Pastor Mom. These two specific concerns have been lifted up, and they've been named, and there isn't anything that you can't do. And as we put our faith and as we receive from you together and put our faith together, we expect the great and mighty things will happen. First of all, we stretch our hands in faith toward Pastor Mom's chest. There's something like a congestion or something going on in there. We come against you in the name of Jesus. If you are an infection, you must die and be healed. If you are a virus, you must die and be healed. If you're any kind of a complication or any kind of a situation, you must be removed in the name of Jesus. You are being curse in Jesus' name. We command you in the name of Jesus to get out. We loose healing power in the name of the Lord Jesus out of our mouths and out of our hands in Jesus' name. We come against any kind of condition, any kind of sickness, any kind of problem in Jesus' name. We demand that you leave. We loose the healing power of the Holy Ghost as he flows through our hands and our mouths in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that Pastor Mom connects with it. She grabs it. She takes it in Jesus' name. And she receives healing in Jesus' name. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost to still come out of our hands, flowing into her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Lord, we also lay hands on her head for her speech in Jesus' name. And as the Holy Ghost is flowing out of our hands, we speak to the tongue. You will be completely normalized in Jesus' name. We speak to all of the mechanisms between brain and mouth, mouth and brain, in Jesus' name, thought patterns and speech patterns. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost to flow into her head and into her mouth and into everything connected there that is was connected with speech. And Lord, I thank you that your electric power is flowing through your Holy Ghost electric power is flowing through our hands. I thank you, Lord, it's still flowing. There is power flowing into her head, into her jaw, into her mouth, all of that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Great are you, Jesus. Mighty are you, Jesus. There's a tremendous anointing that is just flowing into her right now. Pastor Mom has always been a top-notch A-plus receiver, so be looking for all kinds of wonderful positive changes that are going to happen out of this, because she's just pulling the anointing out of us, and it's just going through us as we're praying together as a group. There's tremendous power going out of our hands in Jesus' name. It just feels like it's electricity, very strong electricity going into her. I thank you, Holy Spirit, sir, for this anointing that is surging into her. It is healing and healing and healing starting now. Everything that needs to be cured, everything that needs to be fixed, everything that needs to be made whole regarding speech or regarding the chest stuff, it is being fixed and made whole in Jesus' name, for the anointing is breaking every yoke. It is destroying every yoke in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for her faithful prayer partners that are with her day and night and night and day. And I thank you that their faith has never wavered. I thank you that they've been steadfast. I thank you that they've been consistent. And I thank you that that is one of the reasons why there's so much power being manifested right now, is because of the consistency of the people and the caliber of the people that have been surrounded, that's surrounding Pastor Mom, serving day and night. And I thank you, Father. I just feel it in Jesus' name. There's just power surging, 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 surging into Pastor Mom in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I cannot deny it. I will not deny it. It is for sure happening, and I thank you, Lord. Great are you and greatly to be praised. That there was so much anointing being released into Pastor Mom that you all who are her support systems should sincerely and seriously be looking for whatever needed to be gotten rid of, to be gone, and whatever needs to be fixed and improved, to be fixed and improved.
Yes.
That was a tremendous amount of anointing.
Yes.
Tremendous. And I meant what I said earlier. I one of, you know, the caliber of people that continually surround her in prayer, that has a whole heck of a lot to do with every time she gets on here and boom, receives the anointing so fast. Well, part of it is just her. You know, it's her herself and her readiness of heart.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's a component that is because of the prayer caliber of the people that are continually, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
Joshua and Aaron that are by her side, continuing holding her arms up, if you know what I mean. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, amen. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I feel fine.
Okay.
You're going to feel a
whole lot finer. You sound more fine.
Finer. You are. You're going to sound and feel a whole lot finer. Hallelujah. That was a tremendous amount of anointing that went into her. It was really strong. We thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I
could perceive some of it. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen. Going all into Whew. The chest and our neck and everything. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. I have some requests, but I can't call the people names. So Eve, I don't know whether somebody else is going to call in or not, but I just want to pray for people that, well, I think somebody mentioned it tonight. It might have been on another program, I don't know, but suicidal thoughts and things that are going on with people. Also, I just want to tell Elder Hawk, I really enjoyed the testimony that he gave tonight.
Thank you. It was.
And I, you know, as we were listening, I don't know whether some people got it or not, but when you see somebody have some things that are where the enemy has come and attacked people's body, and God does the miraculous thing in them, it's a joy. And even as you were talking about giving your testimony, I'm just believing for my mom that her legs are going to even get better.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Yes, and
thank
and I believe that God is that where sin abounds, grace is that much more abound. And I know there are a lot of things that are going around us, but I believe that God that we're going to see a lot of tears. A joy for tears of what God is, a miraculous thing that God is doing on earth here. And I know a lot of them are being done where we can't see even right now. But I well, I guess in our own lives we see miraculous things done, but we're going to see miracles. God's going to be doing some miracles. So I just want to say praise God for the young man that you prayed for, and thank God that he can give you some joy. And seeing
him. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Praise God. And so whoever it is, we don't need to know their name. The Lord knows their name. But I'll tell you this: I in the name of Jesus, spirits of suicidalness, you know who you are, and you know who you're attacking. Okay. Now, Pastor Catherine has pinpointed, and she didn't have to say it. You know exactly who she means. Now stop it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke those suicidal thoughts in Jesus' name. I order you to cease. And I order that attack to stop. And I order you to get away from that person, far away from that person. Your power and your assignment is canceled. Your power over them to interject thoughts to their mind is broken in Jesus' name. You're done. I thank you, Lord Jesus. That's it.
Thank
that's
you,
it. I'm
Lord.
Not praying on that anymore. I don't need to.
Amen. Thank you all so much.
Amen.
And Pastor Catherine, I'll tell you that there was a family member that we had who was having some real struggles in that area, and they came to Minister Linda and myself. I won't call the person's name. I don't want to embarrass them or anything. But they were scared, you know, because they were having these kind of thoughts, and it was really overpowering to them. And we did just what, you know, I didn't want to scare the person, you know what I mean? So we ministered to them and comforted them, and then and I went into the other room, and I did exactly what you just heard me do 1 minute ago. And you,
amen.
You would believe. I was just about to say you wouldn't believe what. Yes, you would. You would. You would believe what happened to them. I mean, things just began to turn around for them. You know, there are natural reasons for people to be upset or whatever. When the devil comes in and literally tries to pounce on people, you know, and get them to think and do things that normally they wouldn't think and do. You know, so thank you for being bold enough and brave enough to, you know, to bring this up. And I believe you're going to see some big differences in this precious person's life. So thank you for being faithful.
Thank you all so much for your prayer.
Amen. God bless. Amen. We want to welcome Minister Linda. Welcome, Minister Linda.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'm glad to be with you all.
Thank you. I know you've been multitasking today, so we appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Emotional day for my children. Their father's birthday, who's been gone for over 10 years, going on 11 years. It'll be 11 years in April, and very emotional day. My youngest daughter was 9 when she lost her father, and today she was just really torn apart emotionally, along with all the other emotions within, you know, my children today. So, and phone calls from others that couldn't be with us, and you know, I mean, even though we know that we're going to go be with people who went on before, we know that when we know Jesus, it's not goodbye, it's just so long. There's never goodbyes when we know Jesus. It's just so long. It's going to be a long time before we see them again. But we have a confidence that others don't have. We have something that people that don't know Christ, they have no idea. I wouldn't even want to live like that. I can't even imagine not believing in heaven, not knowing that we're going to go be with our Lord and our loved ones. What a sad world this place would be.
Amen.
Well, that's why we want people to be saved. Amen.
Yes.
God, that's why Jesus came.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't want people to be like that. So we praise God. Well, let's start off with a prayer for you and your family. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Minister Linda to you, her entire family,
yes,
Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for comforting them right now in the name of Jesus. And some people may say, oh, it's been 11 years, you know, but still, there is no time frame for mourning for someone.
No.
You know, whatever they're going through. And so what we pray is for God's peace and his peace beyond all understanding that will guard all of your hearts and all of your minds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That there be the balm of Gilead, that every open wound, every open store will have the balm on it right now, the B-A-L-M on it right now to bring a healing. And Jesus said that he came to heal the brokenhearted. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you heal broken hearts right now in the name of Jesus. That deep pain that nobody knows about but you, and that nobody can get to but you, Lord God. We thank you for going down into that deep, deep hurt, that deep, deep pain, and bringing healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for
Jesus.
It. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, that the mourning will
thank
be
you,
turned
Lord.
To joy as they think about how he was, and think about his laughter and his sense of humor and the wonderful things that he did. We thank you for that now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Well, that was like you were receiving a word of knowledge in that prayer, because you didn't know that he had a huge sense of humor and a lot of laughter. That was
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But the Holy Spirit knew it and told you.
Amen. Amen.
That's amazing.
Jesus.
Amazing.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, let's catch you up on what's going on.
Okay.
Elder gave the testimony of the healing for Monday night, and that was really good.
Yes.
The man who was healed, got up out of the wheelchair, walked around, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We all rejoiced. Amen.
Praise Jesus.
And so there have been two ailments that have been revealed, stomach ailment and pinching in the hip area. And just now I'm perceiving something going on around the ears. Hallelujah. Something with the ears. I mean, when I perceive ears, I just go on to nose and throat. Ears, nose, and throat. But I was really perceiving something in the ears. Okay? So, anyway, so those are the ailments that we're perceiving at this point. If the Lord has revealed anything to you, let us know. And we prayed for Pastor Mom. She's going through something in her chest area, kind of congestion, and prayed for her to be able to heal with a mechanism that goes from her brain to her tongue, her mouth. All of that will function. I'll say in the perfection that God created it to function. And and then Pastor Catherine wanted to pray for some people that she knows who have been contemplating suicide. And so those prayers have been done. Amen. And Pastor Catherine says that she sees joyful tears because of miracles. So we receive that word from the Lord. Joyful tears because of miracles. Amen. Now, and right now we have two people who have their number one key pressed. It may be more than two. If it's more than two, we have area code 540 that was first, and then area code 845 that was next. So we're going to open a line for area code 540. You've been with us before. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Hello. Bless the Lord.
Praise
you
the
hear
Lord.
Me?
Praise God.
Yes.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes,
amen.
Good.
Yes. My mother is requesting prayer. Her name is Bertha Kay, and she has been having stomach problems, and nothing she can find. And her knee, her right knee, is bothering her quite a bit, and she has a big cyst or tumor on her back that she would love for God to remove it for her. And she would like prayer for these things.
Praise God.
Okay. Amen. Now, I know you've been with us before. Tell me your name, please.
Francis. Yes.
Okay.
Glory.
Okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And what's your mom's first name?
Bertha Kay. Or just Bertha.
Oh, her name is Kay.
No, Bertha.
Bertha.
B-E-R-T-A-K.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. So three things, the stomach problem, the right knee, and tumor on her back.
Right.
Right?
Lord,
okay.
Yes.
How about I start with the stomach problem since I perceived that, and then Elder, and Minister Linda will give you guys the knee and the tumor.
Okay.
Or to pray for. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we join our faith together with all of the prayers that have been prayed, because we're just perceiving a lot of prayers have gone forth from Miss Bertha and her stomach problems and other issues. Oh, Lord God, so we join our faith together. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that as this prayer goes forth today, this is what I'm hearing in the spirit, that this is a tipping point prayer in the name of Jesus, a tipping point. You know, the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, and it goes on, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000 to flight. Well, there's a tipping point, and it's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. What seems impossible healing for her stomach is possible right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I perceive organs that are being moved around, organs that were out of place. Ah, Shandabaki. Hallelujah. Organs, Dehoshe, organs that were out of place that are moving and going back into place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that there's recreative miracles going on in the lining of her stomach in the name of Jesus. Ho Rabba Shata, Ikoramo Sante. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any kind of burning sensations, that pain that she's been feeling in her stomach goes now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the healing, health, and wholeness is rising up in her belly. Yes. Out of the belly flows rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that her digestive system, her entire digestive system, functions in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come against the trauma of this thing right now in the name of Jesus, the trauma of going through what she's gone through for so long with her stomach, that even the trauma must leave now in the name of Jesus, with every bit of fear, every bit of trepidation that came with it. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Yada. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You all want to pray for in her back, the tumor on her back.
Yeah, the thing in the back, is that, tell me just a little bit more about that, if you would, please.
It's a cyst the size of a grapefruit, and it's on the right behind her neck, and it's a right shoulder tumor, fibroid tumor, like, I guess.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And in the knee, is it like a stabbing pain in the knee, or is it something different?
It hurts to walk on it.
It hurts to walk on it.
Like arthritis,
I guess. The stabbing pain.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so is your mom right there?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. She's listening.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is her night for real. Glory to God.
Your night, Dad. Amen.
For real. Glory.
Is that knee hurting right now?
When I walk on it.
Just when she walks on it, but she's sitting down right now.
Okay. Well, Francis, I want you to put your hands on that knee, please.
Okay. All right. Got it.
And then the rest of us are going to stretch forth our hands and release the anointing and the power of God toward Mama Bertha.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we stretch our hands and our faith towards Sister Bertha in the name of Jesus, particularly
yes.
toward this knee. And as Francis has her hands on there, we loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come
Jesus.
Upon that knee right now. I rebuke that arthritis pain.
Jesus.
I rebuke it down
Jesus.
To the very core in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hate you, arthritis. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to give birth. Give her knee back. Give it back. Let the knee bend and let it carry her weight in the name of Jesus with no pain. We rebuke you and command you to get away in
Jesus'
name. Get off of her. Do not hold on to her anymore. We release the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost out of our hands and out of our mouth in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that combining we are attacking. Arthritis is not attacking it, attacking the knee. We are attacking the arthritis. We curse you in Jesus' name, and we drive you out by the power and the anointing of God in Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for your power that's flowing right now into that knee.
Thank you.
Driving out the arthritis and allowing the knee to function and the knee to function the way it needs to in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's still power going into the knee. Just keep your hands
Jesus.
There, please. There's still power going
okay.
into the knee.
All right.
Still power going in. Glory to God. Still power. Oh, glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now we'll test things out after a bit, but I want to move on to the thing on the like you said the back of the shoulder area, the neck or back shoulder area, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the back of
okay.
the back.
Now is she having is it something that is visible and you can see, or is it more internal?
It's visible.
Very visible.
Okay, well, get ready for it to start shrinking right before your eyes. We've seen
Amen.
We've seen this happen more than one time on the broadcast, okay?
All right. Praise the Lord.
So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Kizzy, Will Linda, you with me?
I'm here. I'm with you.
Okay. Are you ready?
We're ready.
We're ready. Glory.
All right. All right. I want you to, same thing, Francis. You put your hands on there, and you're going to be that point for all of us who are praying, and it's going to flow right through you, right into your mom. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
You foul tumor. You are not of God. I curse you. By the power of the name of Jesus, I order you by the power of the name of Jesus to start shrinking. I command you to start shrinking until you are gone in Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
I lose healing into every part of that part of Gordon's body where you have done damage. I command you to start shrinking right now. I command you to withdraw your tentacles in the name of Jesus. And I command you to grow flimsy. I command you to grow weak. I command you to grow soft, and I command you to dissipate and eventually shrink and evaporate in the name of Jesus. And wherever you have touched, wherever you have done damage to her body, I loose the healing power, the healing anointing and the healing power of the Holy Ghost to restore any damage from this stupid tumor.
Thank you,
Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Lord, we just loose this anointing that's going against the tumor.
Thank you, Jesus.
We come against that tumor with our mouth, the spirit of the Word of God coming out of our mouth, and the Holy Ghost coming out of our hands in Jesus' name. And we're ordering this tumor to be cursed. We are commanding you to dissolve in the name of Jesus. We are commanding you to dissolve in the name of Jesus. You are to become nothing, and you are to dissolve until you are nothing in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that combined together we attack this tumor, and we overcome it by the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Now,
Jesus, Lord.
You know, sometimes those things that are happening right before our eyes, and sometimes they unfold over a, you know, in a little bit of a process. So, but I'm just going to, we might pray again, but I'm going to ask, is your mom or are you feeling any difference physically yet?
Not yet.
And that's okay. That doesn't phase us a bit. We're not looking for hype. We're looking for help and as you're helping when we pray. Okay?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, tumor, we remind you that you are cursed. We have broken your power. We have canceled your assignment. We command you to start shrinking and dying now until there's nothing left of you. And the healing power of God will restore everything that you have touched and everything that you have damaged, because you are leaving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father. And by faith, we're calling it done. And by faith, we are thanking you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
If your mom's feeling a difference or you're seeing a difference, report it to us. But you know what? If not, it's not going to phase us one bit. Okay?
Amen.
But we do want to give an opportunity for you to share, you know, if something's starting to happen already.
Yeah. No difference. We don't feel any difference yet, but it's going to go in Jesus' name.
Okay. Very good.
Jesus.
Now, I don't want you to do anything that would. We don't want our mom to hurt herself, but is there a way she can test out her knee?
Yes, just a minute. I think so. End up on your knee. Her knee is not hurting.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus
you, Jesus.
Is Lord.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Glorify the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Her knee is well. Her knee is fine and well.
Don't have her do anything that would hurt herself, but as she feels the liberty, test it out and give God the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We give God the praise and glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, she said she didn't. It wasn't hurting. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
She's
thank you, Lord.
Well,
yeah, she's
thank
walking
you,
around on it. It's not hurting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. God is
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Now, is she feeling any better in her stomach? Let's check that as well before we go on.
Yeah. And it's not hurting. Praise the Lord.
Maybe a little bit of oozy, but nothing.
She's just a teeny bit oozy, but it's nothing like it was.
Okay. Just a teeny bit. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, when we hear it's a teeny bit, we go one more prayer on that.
Praise
Praise you, God, that every little teeny bit of weakness, every little teeny bit of pain leaves her now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There it is. And we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that her stomach is sealed and healed in Jesus' name.
Forever.
She is sealed and sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, I was perceiving with this tumor that the nerve ending, every nerve ending and every way that this tumor could have some kind of life and stay there has been cut off in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. It's been totally cut off, destroyed in the name. The
Hallelujah.
Spirit life behind this tumor is gone in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless
you
for that, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that. I really do.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus.
Sometimes I feel, you know, we say things in faith and we believe them, and that's good and that's right. But there are other times where you just, it is faith, but you just kind of know it. You know what I mean? You just know it, okay?
Yeah.
And I fully believe what Apostle Kinsey just said. Because even when we were praying, I'm thinking to myself, they are gonna see a difference with this tumor thing. They really are.
I believe it.
I do want you to do one more thing, either touch it or have your mom, you know, feel around back there and see if you feel a difference yet. And again, if you don't feel a difference yet, it's not gonna faze me. But just check one more time. Let's just see.
Thank you, Lord.
She can't sense any difference yet, but she's faith believing it will. Go.
All right. That's fine. We appreciate the honesty. Praise God. That's great. Amen.
She thinks maybe it's softer.
Okay. It's softer. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take softer. That was one of the words.
Little Linda, I think you need to jump in here.
Well, the
tumor is starting to be softer, and it's only been 4 minutes. I think you need to jump in here and pound on a little more. Glory to God.
Okay, we speak to this tumor to totally dissipate and totally go away in the name of Jesus. We speak to you, tumor, to dissolve in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name. We speak to you to dissolve in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You're not allowed in our sister's body. You are not welcome. We rebuke you in Jesus' name, and you must leave.
Yes.
As we are children of God, of the only true God, the most high God, and the blood of Jesus is against you, tumor. In Jesus' name, you must leave.
Yes.
Amen.
You,
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you, my Lord.
Jesus.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Jesus, I believe every word of that.
Hallelujah. And it's getting softer, she feels.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of times we just say, praise God. I think with this one, I think we ought to pray again. I think Linda ought to. Little Linda, I think you ought to go again.
Okay.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Thank you, Father, for what you've done, but now we're asking for more. Thank you, Father, for what you've done. We're asking for more.
That your anointing be upon our sister, Lord. I ask that nothing less than complete healing will happen to her. And right now, once again, we curse this tumor in Jesus' name. We curse you, tumor, and we command you to leave in Jesus' name. The power and the blood of Jesus is against you, tumor, and you're not allowed to stay in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you must leave. You cannot torture anymore. You are not allowed to abide anymore, and you must leave in Jesus' name. There is no choice. You must leave. The blood of Jesus is against you, and right now we apply the blood of Jesus to every part of our sister's body.
Yes.
Every part of her body.
Thank you, Jesus.
That nothing, no sickness or anything may remain in her body. No tumors, no aches, no pains. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It just came to my mind how, remember, Jesus cursed the fig tree. It died
That's
from
right.
the root. Hallelujah.
That's
so
right.
shall it be so. Glory
so
to God.
Shall it be
so. Amen.
So if your mom touches that tumor, I feel like that she will notice it's somewhere between 5% and 15% softer. But now she can correct me because you know if I missed it, that's fine. But I wanted to feel it and tell us approximately how much softer it is. Somewhere between 5% and 15% to 20% softer is what I'm thinking.
Probably 15.
Over 15, she says.
Jesus is so Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
for what you reveal and what you reveal. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch her again.
I can move it around.
I thank you for 15%. I thank you for 15% in just a few minutes. I thank you for 15%, Lord. I ask for more.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
For more. And we just ask for more during the night and ask for more tomorrow during the day. And more
Thank
tomorrow
you.
On any night until it's totally gone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, shut me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What a miracle of God.
Worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Something
happened.
Thank you, Lord.
That is a miracle. I'm thanking God for it. And I just like Linda said, until the whole thing is, until the whole thing is gone. Praise
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe till the whole thing is gone.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, by the name of Jesus.
The Lord has touched her stomach. The Lord has touched her knee. The Lord has touched this tumor. Amen. He's given
yes,
us
Lord.
A token already.
Amen.
Stomach and
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
God. Glory to God. And then he's exceeding
yes,
abundantly
yes.
above God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we're looking.
Praise Jesus.
We're expecting.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Praise
you.
The Lord, ladies. Go on. Amen. So call us back again, Sister Francis and your mom, Sister Bertha. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We,
thank you for
okay.
calling in tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
So good
thank
to hear. And
yes.
Y'all, God bless
yes.
you. Mom, Bertha says thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank
that's,
you for
wow.
calling.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I just play this song. Hallelujah. I believe it's done. I think we all believe it's done. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has. He healed my body. He saved me. He was just in time. Come on and praise his name. He saved me just the same. Come on and praise his name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Now we have Pastor Carol. Pastor Carolyn, who has been waiting for quite a while. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, Pastor Carol.
Welcome. Well, I wanted prayer for my stomach. I've been having. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
I have been having probably like something moving around in my stomach area, but and also my leg. You know, I had an accident 7 years ago. Going to be 8 years next year, and I got a plate in it. And my leg stays swollen, and it's hard for me to walk. It gets hard and swollen like three legs, and my feet stay swollen from the accident. And I have pain, like spasms. Last night I had spasms all night long, like something poking, sticking on my leg. Like a stick.
Okay. Are you having pains in your legs right now?
Yes. Like it comes like a stab, and like it's not a constant pain. It's like a stab, like you know, like I right now. Now when it'll come, like I'll be sitting, and then it'll hit me, and it'll like punch me, like somebody's punching me, but it's like a stabbing feeling.
Is it also in the side of your knee too?
No, it's not. It's the whole leg area and foot.
Like,
and causes,
like the whole
foot.
Leg, basically from the waist on down?
Huh?
Is it your whole leg from the waist on down?
No, it's just, no. It's from the knee down.
Okay, nope. And if it's a stabbing, that's you.
Okay.
We called that out earlier. Oh, Lord
yeah.
Jesus, thank you. You're amazing. You're
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Yes, Steve.
You're amazing.
Yes,
you're amazing. You're amazing. I don't know why. I'm just,
I
shouldn't even be surprised anymore, but I still am surprised as if every revelation is a first one, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you're about to do.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you. You're just about to touch this woman who's being attacked by these stabbing pains, and you're gonna stop them. And she's not even going to have them. You're just about to do it. You're just about to.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to have an encounter with you.
Yeah.
I just
thank you.
I am really. I don't know why I'm so overwhelmed with this, but I just really am.
Thank
like
you.
I. Jesus. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh Lord Jesus. Okay.
Praise you, Jesus.
Pastor Carol, are you having the stabbing stuff now?
Yes. Yes.
Get ready because it's about to leave. Okay, thank you,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
You're wonderful. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting Apostle Kizzy and Minister Linda and myself and the rest of the people who are listening in be a part of it. Thank you for what you're just about to do. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he has specifically revealed stabbing pains starting in the knee and going on down, I curse you in Jesus' name, and I command you to stop now. You have been exposed by the Holy Ghost. You have no right any longer. He has exposed you because he's overthrowing. So right now, by the name of the Lord Jesus himself, I order that stabbing pain to stop. Whatever caused it, I command it to cease, and I command it to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I loose the healing power of the anointing of God to restore everything in the feet and legs that has been damaged by whatever this was. Stabbing? You are done. We order you to stop. And we order these legs to be pain-free by the name and the power of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Great are you and greatly to be praised. Pastor, I'm going to give you a moment. You just take a moment, and you let us know what's taking place on your end, and we may pray some more. We'll just see how the Lord leads us. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
You'll be feeling like my circulation is trying to go, like numbness. I'm feeling numbness. Like I'm feeling something going up and down my leg now.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that the power of God is overthrowing this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You stabbing pains, you've got to go. The anointing is working, surging into these legs, healing them in Jesus' name.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So what are you feeling now, Pastor?
I feel like something going up and down my leg. The stabbing pain stopped, but I feel something going down my leg.
Okay, is that a good thing? Going up and down your leg? Does it feel soothing?
Huh?
Is that a good thing that you're feeling going up and down your leg?
I don't know. It's a new feeling that I never felt before. It's a new feeling.
Okay.
It's not just that. Yeah.
Wow. New feeling.
Okay.
Good.
And, amen. Amen. Well, I'm really perceiving something right now, the presence of the Lord in your back. In your spinal column, the lower part of your spine is being touched right now by the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it's heat.
Yeah. You know, I told you I've been having a problem in my stomach area, in my digestion.
Okay. Now,
thank you, Lord.
You said you felt some heat. Was that in your back?
That's in my back.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. So we want to say that's the anointing going up and down your leg like that. Hallelujah. We prayed. I think we prayed before you got on the line, and we said, God. Heal any way you want to.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
We want him to heal any way he wants to heal. Thank you, Lord. Even to do a new thing. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. And while the Lord's working on your leg right now, we thank you, Lord God, that you're multitasking, God. And out of her belly flows rivers of living water right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So whatever was in her stomach before, if that was not of God, it's got to move out in the name of Jesus. And the only moving now is the moving of the, hallelujah, the flow of God, the rivers of living water. Moving in her belly right now, in her stomach, bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That her stomach and her entire digestive system is now functioning in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything processing properly, hallelujah, in her stomach. Thank you, Lord God. And once again, I'm perceiving the lining of your stomach in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The lining of your stomach. He's moving in that right now, doing recreative miracles in the lining of your stomach in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. Every bit of pain, every bit of discomfort is being removed now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And at the same time, I'm perceiving something in your nasal passages. Hallelujah. You didn't say anything about that, but around your ears, your nose, your throat, in your nasal passages, between your eyes, hallelujah, the Lord is, thank you, God. He said he's giving you an overhaul tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You get a Holy Ghost overhaul in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says you have much work to do. You've only just begun, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there were some visions that you were given many years ago, and you were so excited over those visions years ago. The Lord says those visions, you haven't seen them yet. You haven't walked in them yet. Hallelujah. Emphasis on walk. You're going to walk in these visions. Hallelujah. And they're going to be real, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, I'm taking the tiredness out of you. Taking the tiredness out of you. Every bit of tiredness, I'm taking it out in the name of Jesus. And replacing strength right now. In Jesus' name, strength, God, everything that you could do, strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I heard you say, God, why am I so tired? The tiredness leaves now in the name of Jesus. He says, I'm renewing your youth. Hallelujah. Like the eagle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, my daughter, you've been through so much all these years. But just know I'm still with you. And you never let go of me. You never let go of my hand. You held on to my hand. You seen a lot. Hallelujah. But you never let go of me, as the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you shall walk in it. You shall run in what I've given to you in the vision that you've seen. Hey, and you shall soar in it, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't be struggling in any way, shape, or form. The struggling and the straining is over, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Youth renewed like this. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell us about your leg. Let us know about your leg. What's going on?
I don't have no pain anymore.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you able to move your leg around? Do something you couldn't do before, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm able to move my leg around.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord.
You're able to move your leg, you say?
Yes. Yes.
No pain.
Something's going on with my body. I don't know.
The overhaul. Hallelujah. God is for the overhaul.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stomach, back, neck. Hallelujah. Sinuses. Glory to God. All over, all over, all over, all over. All over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. And the Lord says it's not only from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, it's past that. Hallelujah. So whoosh. Hallelujah. It's an overflow, saith the Lord, In the name
of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Overhaul, overflow.
Thank you. My body was feeling tired, like I couldn't do it. And I tried to dance a little bit, but my body was worn, felt like it was worn out.
So, you want to get up now? Rise up. Hallelujah. Because you know that was God about the tiredness, because you know I didn't know. You know that's God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Praise you.
All right, take it easy. Like you said, like you say, Elder Philip, don't hurt anything. Just take it easy.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm standing up.
Amen. You standing up?
Yes.
Amen. Glory. All right. Hallelujah. How's that leg?
It's better. I ain't got no spasm no more. Yes.
No spasm.
No more spasm.
Hey.
Oh,
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How's your foot?
It feels like it's getting better. It's been getting better and better.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I can feel the presence of God all over me.
Hallelujah. How about your stomach?
I don't feel that digested. My stomach is completely healed.
Overflow and overflow.
Overflow. Amen. And hey, everybody who's listening, say it. Overhaul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, I see it for you. Overflow. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember we were on the line, and Elder Philip had prayed for people for high blood pressure, and I was sitting here, and the Lord said, "Well, you better receive this too." And we were saying something that night. It was kind of like this overhaul overflow thing.
Yes, it was. I forgot what it was, but it was some little clever thing like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
The one thing was check your blood pressure. Remember that?
Check yourself, or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
And now I'm going to go back and find out when that was. But I'm telling you, my blood pressure has been so good.
It was one of those nights that was exciting, like when the Lord told me to tell the lady to smell pepper that lost her sense of smell. I told her to go smell some pepper.
Yes. Hallelujah. So he's doing something like that, and I'm telling you, my blood pressure has been so good. I had to check online to see if that was a good blood pressure. My blood pressure and the blood of Jesus is over all this. My blood pressure has been like 170 over 70, something like that, 110, over 75, something like that. And with no medication.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you were saying overflow, because you didn't know that I see with a CPAP machine, that affects that whole area where you was praying.
Amen.
Glory to God.
They call it sleep hacking or something like that. I believe it's gone tonight.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Overhaul, overflow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
And that
well,
makes you tired. It makes you tired, and it opens up too much, and it puts cold air down your system, which causes, mucus and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
It opens you up so that everything can open so you can get enough oxygen up. But I believe the Lord took me off of oxygen. I took myself off. I believe the Lord had me to stop taking that oxygen, and my breathing has been really really better since that. Well, I wean myself.
Amen.
The Lord told me to wean myself off the oxygen.
Praise you, Jesus.
And stop using. Because once your body gets used to taking oxygen. It goes from all day, all night, then you start doing it all night, then they tell you need to use it in the daytime. It goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I stopped it by faith and believed the Lord for my healing, total healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I was working
with Angelica for a long time, and I believe that's when the enemy started attacking my body But it's gone now. And I started neglecting myself, too, because I was trying to take care of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. You have the overhaul, overflow.
Yes,
sir.
I believe
it. Amen.
And please,
I believe
you. Keep in touch with us. I believe I'm a walker,
and I ain't going to need that motor no more to ride me around.
Hey, all right. Hallelujah. I believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor. And Pastor Carol is we go way back. And she lives in, she's a real good friend of Pastor Price. And that's how I met Pastor Carol. And, we go way back past like 20 years or so. And she lives in Atlanta. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Carol.
Amen. And praise God for all the overhaul. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Wow.
All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. I don't see anyone else with their number one key prayer. But I feel the joy of the Lord all over me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. So,
glory to God.
I think a few people just joined us here. Okay. I see someone has pressed their number one key, so I'm going to go to that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. 33, area code 336. Welcome, welcome. Where are you? Okay, I see you. I'm going to open up your line now. I don't recognize
your
number. Tell us who.
This
Hi.
Is Stephanie.
This is my little daughter.
Stephanie. Hi, honey.
Hey.
Amen. Good to hear you tonight,
hey.
Sister Stephanie.
Yeah, I got kind of late coming to the call, but I was catching the end of what you guys praying, so it sounded like some great things were going on. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite amusing.
Yeah.
That's
Carol.
Awesome.
Just got an overhaul, overflow, and we all receive it as well.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. That's what you need in your life, Steffi, with taking care of an autistic mm-hmm. daughter and little boys and just everything going on in your life, right?
Yes. And tonight I just wanted to call and just say I have some prayer for my youngest, Caden.
Yeah.
And his eyes. He went to the eye
Amen,
doctor.
Yeah.
He's 7 years old, and he wears glasses, but he's very nearsighted, and he's got a very heavy prescription for his age. And I just wanted to call and just have prayer. We were very thankful as a praise report when we went this couple weeks ago, or I guess it was last week or the week before, that they had not gotten any worse because the doctor was really concerned because he's growing so much that it slowed down the progression of being nearsighted. And she's even thinking about maybe doing some eye drops to help slow that down. But I just wanted to request prayer that yeah. his eyes just stop. You know, it's fine. You know,
right.
that this progression slow the pace down because he's also going to be growing a lot and your eyes can change as you grow. And, you know, I'd love to avoid just doing these eye drops because they can have different side effects and just
yeah.
the Lord heal his eyes. And that's what I'm just believing, and that even
Amen.
If he's wearing glasses, that the progression slow down.
Yes.
Because he is so young, and as he gets older and goes through puberty, you know, a lot can change then. And I'm just really believing that it slow its pace. So,
Amen.
And so he's
Amen.
Been an awesome God, and I was praying last year, and I got a good report at the eye doctor, but that it continues that way, because like I said, when I
Amen.
Went there, she was even like, ooh, I don't know. And we were pleased that he did need to get a new prescription again, but it wasn't as much as we, you know, it could have been. So thankful for
Amen.
That and we're believing for a healing yes. for him.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Okay, well, I didn't say anything. I don't say everything, but sometimes I'm not sure. I did feel before you or little Linda were on, when
mm-hmm.
it was just Apostle Busy and myself, I did feel that you were going to call in, although I didn't know for
mm-hmm.
sure. I felt that you were going to call
mm-hmm.
in, and I felt that you were specifically going to ask for prayer for Caden. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
And
mm-hmm.
I felt
yeah.
at that time, even though I didn't say anything to anybody, that I was going to tap on Barbara to lead the prayer and have the rest of us join with her. Apostle
Amen.
Kizzy, are you okay
Amen.
With that?
Oh,
Amen.
Absolutely.
Are you okay with it? Okay. That's,
yes.
I should,
okay.
Maybe I should have called that out, before we all got, you know, fully on the broadcast and everyone was tuning in, but that is what I felt. I probably should have called it out, but I didn't. But here, I didn't call it out, but here it came to pass. So I think should enact it. And I think we should enact it the way that it came to me and the way that it came. I think that we should, yes, we should. We should enact it the way it was given to me by the Holy Ghost. And the way it was given to me by the Holy Ghost is that Apostle Kizzy would lead the prayer and that we would join her in the prayer for Caden's eyes.
Amen.
That's the way it came to me.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm not bowing out. You know, I'm not trying to escape a responsibility. That's how the Holy Ghost gave it to me. So I want to obey that as much as I can.
Amen.
Okay? Very good.
Amen.
Very good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'll tell you that
the
Lord said in Luke 4:18, and that scripture is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind. Now, your son's not blind, but recovering blind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And Lord God, you have anointed us with your anointing to recovering of sight to the blind. How much more?
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Caden is not blind. Amen. How much more can you heal him? Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
who
Jesus.
Is near? Hallelujah. And you've given us the anointing to be able to do that by your Spirit, Lord God.
Yes,
and we
Jesus.
Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just join our faith together with
thank
all
you,
of
Jesus.
The prayers been prayed.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God, even in advance for what you've done thus far, Lord, in the name
Father.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. And right now, hey, Yorobo, Akira, Kredikaso. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're touching his eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Stephanie, just put your hands on your eyes, unless he's in the room with you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? He's
is
sleeping
he
right
you?
Beside me, and I just felt he's asleep beside me, and I just felt compelled, to come over and touch his eyes. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
I got my hands on him. Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this God of
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
And the anointing
you,
is flowing
Jesus.
Your hands right now. It's
thank
a
you,
powerful
Jesus.
Anointing that is flowing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I perceive this anointing that's flowing is flowing from your feet all the way up through your hands. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And even right now as you're praying, there's an anointing. You can perceive the anointing even on your shoulders and going down your hands, fingers, into his eyes right now. In
thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for
thank you, Jesus.
Your anointing, your healing anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your recovery of sight anointing. Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Lord God. In both of
thank
his
you,
eyes, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name,
thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. There'll be all of the trauma that came from wearing the heavy glasses and having to wear glasses at such a young age, that all of that leaves him now in the name of Jesus. As
Jesus.
And total
Jesus.
Healing, health, and wholeness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
For right now, for continual
you,
abiding health in his eyes.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you for 2020 vision in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just a little healed, but completely healed.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and not
Jesus.
Only
thank you,
in
Jesus.
The natural 2020
thank
vision,
you,
we thank you, God, for 2020 spiritual
thank you,
vision. Thank you,
yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
That he'll see in the spirit as well.
Thank
with
you,
the understanding,
thank you, God.
With wisdom, know what to do with
thank
what
you, Jesus.
You see. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. There it is.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you
thank
glory,
you, Lord.
Lord God. From the last to the last, you and you alone, O Lord.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. And the
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Says, go ahead and take those anointed hands and put them on your eyes, too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Hey, for all of us, amen. Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
All
thank
of
you,
us,
Jesus.
Put your hands on your eyes. Okay,
yeah,
here goes
yeah.
another song. Put your hands on your yeah. eyes. Put your hands on your eyes.
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the healing,
thank
Lord,
Jesus.
Right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you
for the healing in our eyes, all of our eyes. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God,
thank
for the
Lord.
Vision,
yes,
for the 2020
God.
Natural vision and the 2020
yes,
spiritual
Jesus.
Vision with the understanding and the wisdom that comes along with it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, Stephanie, let us know.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow. Yeah, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you. Receiving that in Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Look what the
amen.
Lord has.
Amen.
Look,
Mother.
Look,
yeah.
Look, look, look. Amen.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He said he's just
hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Have a blessed night, Stephanie.
You too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Have a great night.
You too.
Wow.
You too. Woo. Well, glory to God.
Yes.
We don't see any more number one key press.
Amen.
Amen. Let's
wow.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, amen. Okay, let me see. Minister Rachel says she's tending to her grandson to pray for her shoulder. Amen. And that's all I have. Pray for her shoulders. So
okay.
Amen. And I see the text that you sent to me.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you wherever Minister Rachel is at. She's busy doing your work, busy serving in your kingdom. Yeah, but she's requested prayer for her shoulder. So we're going to ask you to lead us and guide us as we pray and minister to her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lay hands on this shoulder. We speak to it in Jesus' name. Whatever is wrong here, we command you to stop. Whatever is wrong here, we overthrow you in Jesus' name, and we loose the healing power of God to come out of our hands and go into Minister Rachel's shoulder so that she would receive complete range of movement and she would be completely pain-free. Give her full range of motion, pain-free. The Spirit of the Lord truly is still upon us. You have anointed us to heal. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're flowing toward and in and on Minister Rachel right now. And you're beginning a healing in her shoulder right now. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking, as you were praying, I was perceiving praying with Stephanie, Sister Stephanie, and I could, the anointing was flowing from her feet up. Then I saw it go into her shoulders and then down in her hand. And that,
amen,
a vision of that to me for Minister Rachel as well, that anointing,
oh,
was touching her as,
amen,
well. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for that healing,
amen,
even now, and
yes,
and sealing the,
amen,
healing in the name of Jesus.
Wonderful,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. A wonderful Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Okay, so, you know, moving here. Elder Phillip, you said something's going on in your ears?
Yes. And before we play that, you certainly have noticed during this broadcast here that there has been no coughing at all from me. I had you minister.
Hallelujah.
Last month, okay? And,
amen,
and little Linda had also prayed for me. There, you know, there were a couple of prayers, and it was like a stair-step process, okay? And the final stair-step process was when you prayed and ministered to me after the broadcast,
amen,
okay? And as you can well hear, there is no cough. None.
Hallelujah.
There hasn't been for quite a while. None. Zero.
Thank you.
No coughing.
Thank you.
Now, that may not be a big deal to somebody else, but for a guy who suffered with a cough for over a month,
thank you,
maybe almost 2 months, and was really hard to shake, even though I was standing on the Word of God every day.
Yes,
Jesus. This is a big deal for me. You know?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, hallelujah. You know?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will be honest enough to say that there was even a point where, I won't go into the whole story, but there was the situation with the cough was serious enough that some family members really were concerned to send me to the emergency room. So I went, and they hooked me up with this and that and the other thing, and did numerous tests on me to just to find out that everything's okay. But what they couldn't do is they couldn't get rid of the cough, you know? But I'll tell you who did get rid of the cough through the anointing of his Spirit and through me being obedient to have his children, like you two ladies that are on the broadcast, to have his children, his soldiers, pray over me. The Lord got rid of that cough.
Amen.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
amen.
So I just want to give that shout out, amen, to you and appreciate that both of you ladies have prayed for me, and here's the fruit. Here's the results. Okay?
Amen.
Now,
that deserves a song. Hold on a second. Amen. I thought you were going to say something else.
All right.
We
so,
had to have right.
I'm doing better, but I still have a my right ear is kind of clogged, okay?
Yeah.
Not near as bad as it used to be, but it's not as clear as the left ear.
Okay.
You called out before the broadcast or during the broadcast, at the beginning part of the broadcast,
yeah.
a perceiving
yeah.
of something going on in the ear.
Yeah.
Now, it might be other people, too. And if it is, I want them to get prayed for. But that would also apply to me. So I'm going to come forward and have you two ladies and everybody else who's listening in minister to my ear so that it can be completely and remain completely unclogged.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now,
what the
I'm
Lord will do,
for a moment before,
you heal.
Huh? Amen. I'm going to jump in before I'm getting these texts. So I'm going to say this so I don't forget to say it. Reverend Treva in California, we were praying for eyes. She says, I feel something going on in my eyes. I've been wearing a backup pair of glasses. My eyes seem to be seeing clearer than they were before we prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. And then Minister Rachel said her shoulders are 70% better.
Oh,
amen.
Glory Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord. Wow.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I guess that's why we had to play that song just now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to your ears. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now, I'm hearing that to ask this. I know I felt, you know, something in my ears, but this, I'm also hearing this. Minister Linda, are you perceiving anything right now?
I just knew automatically that when you called it out, that Philip was going to get his healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he also, I came to me, I know you're thinking of the inner ear, but he has had a small cut on his ear. I guess he was trimming hair or something. That cut has been on his ear far too long, and I believe God wants to totally heal it tonight because the wound will start to heal and he'll, you know, bump it or something by mistake and it will bleed, and I feel that God wants to totally heal that too.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Now, when
Thank
you,
you
said
Jesus.
That, I perceived that what I perceived in the beginning with the ear, and so that was, it was kind of like ding, 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 that's it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. And I just feel led to say this. I was a couple of days ago, I woke up and my ear felt like it was clogged. Not only did my ear feel clogged, but it was like the whole side of my face felt like it was just a cloggy kind of feeling. And then you know, I got up, washed my face, and prayed over it, and it lifted after a little while, a short while. I think maybe about 15
Praise
minutes to half an hour. But that's an icky feeling. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I
yes,
think of the
Jesus.
Scripture that said, before you speak it out, I've already answered you. So we
thank
you,
Jesus.
God. Thank you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for complete and
yes,
total
Lord.
Healing to open ear
yes,
right
Jesus.
Now on the inside so that he hears well. And then
yes,
whatever
Jesus.
That cut is, whatever that bruise that keeps opening up, the
yes,
blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus is and all that it stands for in
yes,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. We thank
yes,
you and we pray, Lord
yes,
God. We bless you. Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And now I'm hearing that it's done. And then I'm perceiving something on your big toe. Lord, we lift up his big toe to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever's going
yes,
on
Jesus.
With that, all that that stands for, in the mighty and
yes,
matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going on.
Okay. So now, on the ear where there was the cut, there's no pain, so there's no way I can say, oh, yeah, you know, the pain is left, because there was no pain. On
okay.
the other side, where it has been clogged, it's already better and not fully clogged. It is better. Okay. And it's not fully yet where the other ear is, but it is.
You can tell a difference.
Yes. Yes. It's put it this way. It's decent, but I'm not stopping it decent. You ladies didn't pray decent over me. You prayed
yeah.
complete
That's right.
healing over me. So I would say
that's
at
yeah.
this point, yeah, it's decent, but
yeah,
but
shit.
We're not stopped. But that's not the end product, and I know it, and I
no.
praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Well, Lord
thank
God,
you.
We thank you, Lord. Obrabasi kredeke say open. Open, open,
Jesus.
Open, open,
open,
open. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You know what I just heard? Overhaul, overflow, overhaul, overflow. Open, 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 open.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, the ear
now,
itself is open, but I can. But I also feel something, you know, between the ears and the throat, it's connected, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
My ear is open, but between that ear and the throat, there is something that needs to be gone. Like, and I didn't notice it before, but maybe I didn't notice it before
like
because the ear was clogged. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a post-nasal thing?
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm talking about?
Yes, something, yeah, I'm not medically enough to yes, but that something between the ear and the throat, it's between there. And I want you ladies to pray over that too. Get rid of that too, please.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the opening of his ears, Lord God.
Yes.
And then even when I received the ears, I, you know, threw in the nose and the throat as well. Well, it wasn't me, it was you. So We thank you, Lord God, that you touch right now in that area that I'm perceiving, the one that's like if the inside of the mouth, but on the roof of the mouth, the other side of the roof of the mouth. Lord God, we thank you for touching that right now in Jesus' name and removing anything that's there that is not like you in the name of Jesus. Healing, health, and wholeness. We thank you, Lord. Every bit of post-nasal drip leaves him now.
Thank you, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. It cannot go into his throat and just hang out there, but it must leave
completely and totally
in the name of Jesus. We bless you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I see you sticking your finger in your ear. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for doing that, Lord God. Thank you for the complete healing. Thank you for the overflow, overhaul. Overhaul, overflow. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
so
the other vision I
see. And I can feel stuff moving around, you know, sinus-type stuff moving around, like in the back of the sinus area between the ears. It's kind of, it's moving around. That would be probably considered a good thing, you know.
And don't be surprised if while the Lord's doing that there's something else in your ear that is clogged it, that you don't wake up in the morning and have a bunch of wax run out of your ear. Because when she was asking the ear to open, I just was sensing that there was going to be a lot of wax that would come out.
Okay.
Amen.
Because it could have
happened. As a captive audience, I was so focused on that when you all were praying that I didn't really focus on the ear that's been cut. Would you all pray over the cut on my ear, and I'll focus and put my hand on that. I'm sorry, I just wasn't. You know.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Whatever this cut is and all that it stands for, that it keeps coming back and bleeding, the blood of Jesus is over that. And all that it stands for right now in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that his ear, the cut on his ear, is completely and totally healed. We thank you, Lord, that there is no infection in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That nothing can enter into you in any
thank
way,
you,
shape,
Jesus.
Or form. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It couldn't get into you through any opening, so it tried to make an opening. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus is over this now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And all
thank
that
you,
that
Lord.
Stands, get off of him.
Jesus.
You must cease and desist. You have no opening to him. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, he said in the end of John chapter 14, that the enemy was coming, but he has nothing in him. Hallelujah. He can find nothing in him. So we thank you, Lord God, that he could not find anything in
Jesus.
Elder Phillips. So he's trying to cut through his ear. The blood of Jesus is over that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm seeing something, you know, like when you go swimming and then if you have a little water in your ear and you feel it on one side of the ear, and then
yeah.
you tilt your head and kind of hit mm-hmm. the
yeah.
other ear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm seeing you do that. Maybe it's more prophetically than in the natural, but I'm seeing you, like, you know, like leaning over to the side, like you really trying to get
yes.
something out of your ear.
Okay.
And it feels like it pops, and then the water feels warm as it's coming out. Yeah.
So.
Lord.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm just bending back and forth. I'm moving around.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now, there's no water that has come out, but I mean, praise God, I did it anyway. Praise the Lord. Okay. Glory.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. How are you feeling? How's your ear?
Well, I feel pretty good. There is definitely something going on between the ears. Okay.
Okay. Good.
And as I just sit here calmly, my ear that was only half open is probably. Oh, it's probably like 85% open. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh,
definitely a strong movement in the right direction. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Did that post-nasal drip thing leave you?
I do not feel anything moving around right now. So...
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing moving around. There's nothing going down my throat or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm just accepting that the prayers have gone forth and the power of the Lord is working, and, you know, I'm already some better and going to keep getting more better until there is nothing left of it, just like there's nothing left of the cough.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I believe in. That's I'm sticking to it. Praise God.
Amen. And amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. We have gone into overtime. Praise the Lord. And that I heard to just ask for, and then we'll close. Amen. I know this doesn't have anything to do with healing per se, but I want you guys to pray for us, to me and Pastor Mom, to get a house.
Sure.
You sold a house, you bought a house, and then you sold a house. So I think that's how it went. But anyway, yeah, that's what I just heard. Pray for us to get a home.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, amen.
And anybody else want to receive it as they pray as well. Praise God.
Yes. The Lord wants all of his children to have a place to lay their head where he wants them to be. And, Lord, right now, our sister, her and her mother, Lord, you already know, are ministers for you, Lord, that every day of their life is for you, Jesus. Jesus, I'm asking that you would give your servants a home to live in, the home that you choose for them. I ask for this to be a miracle home, that people will say, how did they get one with this economy and with the way the cost of housing? But everybody will know that the house that they get is a miracle. Lord, I ask you to unlock, to
that door for them to have that home. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on you to open up that door that they will have the home sooner than later. You have the perfect house for them, that they can be in your presence, that they can take care of each other and they can take care of others that are sent their way. Lord, I know that you have the perfect home for them. Asking you to open the door. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we're coming against any blocks that would stop it from happening. We come against any demons from hell that don't want you to have this blessing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we're claiming a home for you and Sister Mom. In Jesus' name, you will have this home. In Jesus' name, you will have it soon, in Jesus' name. And it's a home that is meant just for you and Pastor Mom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
I receive it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
And I heard you say this had to be recorded for a reason. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly.
Okay. So we receive,
wow.
We receive, we receive. Hallelujah.
Praise
and,
you, Jesus.
And everybody, as we were saying, just like the overhaul, overflow, you receive that. And the other prayers, you can receive
Amen.
This one as well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I know
Praise
I'm not
Jesus.
The only one that the Lord is,
Glory
Pastor Mom and I, only one that the Lord is moving around right now. Thank you, Lord. Okay. You guys can rest a few moments. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We do that every broadcast. And then we will say what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. And then we'll bring you guys back for our closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's been an awesome night tonight, Lord. We just thank you. Just thank you so much for everything that you've done tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that all of the healing in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every last one of them, amen. And he's reminding me, before I go any further, this is for Elder Phillip. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Elder Phillip.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved me just a day. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord let us know right from the beginning how much he loves us and what he wants for us. He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to live forever with him, and that's a good thing. Amen. And then in Romans 10:9, the word of God says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Thank God right now. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Hallelujah. Making a choice all on the inside in your being, your total being, making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. Hallelujah. Amen. So none of us were here 2,000 years ago. We weren't here. So you have to believe by faith. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer with all your heart. Hallelujah. Then you are born again today, right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And heaven is your home when it's your time. Amen. Now, I'm perceiving something. Maybe this is you, Elder Philip, or whoever this is, this nasal congestion. You will not set in. You will not lay hold. You will not go any course, but you will cease and desist right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for clear sinuses in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No post-nasal drip or anything like that. And we thank you, Lord God. No nasal tones when they speak, but clarity in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we want to, for those of you who just gave your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to invite you to the Get 'Em Radio, the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, so that you can learn more about your salvation and learn more about your Savior. Hallelujah. And so what we do here in our family of broadcasts, on Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Every Sunday, and all of our broadcasts are the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And so Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, our dear Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday. This Sunday, Pastor Mom is going to be bringing the word. Hallelujah. Hiding the word in your heart. Glory to God. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible, and that's with our Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and she's from Ohio. And the broadcast is, hallelujah, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that is on Mondays at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And she's been gifted to teach us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. It's like going into a gold mine. Hallelujah. Okay, then on Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues. And then after that, we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely awesome what God is doing, definitely speaking to us. Many confirmations on the word, hallelujah, on this interpretation / prophetic word. Praise God. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And only on the second Wednesday of the month do we have our healing service that we call Prophetic Healing with our very own Elder Philip Harkey and his lovely wife, lovely anointed wife, glory to God, Minister Linda Harkey. Praise God. Every second Wednesday night, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and every second Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, tell your family, tell your friends. Amen. Don't let this be a well-kept secret. Tell somebody so that they can get healed as well. And then on Thursdays, in Prophetic Healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, same phone number. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, where we have, it's kind of like it can be a talk show or it's whatever God wants it to be. So this Thursday, we have, and let me say that differently. That broadcast is to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. And I dare say that the whole Get 'Em Radio family does the same thing. And so we have a speaker on this month, the entire month, and her name is Minister Jackie O'Kelly. God has just gifted her. She has a beautiful generational blessing because many people in her family do what she does. She's a minister. She's a musician. She is an artist, a visual artist, and she also writes books. So we've had her on last week where she talked about her testimony, beautiful testimony. And then tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have her on again, and we're going to hear the music of Minister Jackie O'Kelly. And she's a gospel recording artist. And so came on the broadcast last week, and they said they've had her CD for a long time, and they're so glad to hear her speak because they've been listening to her CD. So, so we're going to hear some of the music from her CDs. She's an anointed woman of God. Hallelujah. So we look forward to hearing her and her music on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. And now we're going to go back to Elder Phillip and
praise
to Minister Linda for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
You got anything, little Linda, you want to say?
I just want to say that it was just incredible tonight. And you could just feel God moving the whole night. And I knew what was going to happen when I got a little text from Stephanie that said, are you still on? I thought she's going to call in and ask for prayer for Caden. So it was like I knew when she asked me if we were still on. And I just praise the Lord. I just thank him that we, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, can pray for one another and see the hand of God move. Nothing of our own doing, but it's the pure hand of God. And he's always there for us, and he's always willing to heal.
Amen.
Wow. That's exactly what I would say. I mean, I love being a part of this broadcast. I love how you, as the hostess, you know, handle it. But tonight was just extra special. And
yes.
It's like from the word go, it was just wonderful. And thank you, Lord Jesus. And thanks to all you people that
yes,
call in and that, you know, that push your number one key. And thanks to you folks that pray with us, you know, that are stick the whole time and pray with us. And, you know, you're just faithful to be a part of it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Thank you. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Amen. Close us out.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this night. Thank you,
yes,
Heavenly
Jesus.
Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the beauty of the friendship we have with the three of us and with all,
yes,
of us
Jesus.
Who call in and listen in. Thank you so much for using this broadcast to heal people.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You very much for moving for everything that you did tonight. And
yes,
thank
Jesus.
You personally, Lord, for allowing me to be a part of. In Jesus' name, we thank you all. Amen.
Thank you, James.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I still perceive the presence of the Lord moving. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Well, we thank God for the overhaul overflow. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to go.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
I'm trying to go. Amen. All right. Amen. And you, all of you guys are still hanging on the line. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Lord, whatever else you're going to do, we thank you for doing it. We
thank
bless you,
Jesus.
Lord, for all that you're doing.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You, Jesus.
And whoever has the pinching in the hip area, thank you, Lord. We thank you for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in that hip area. Whoever
thank
that
you,
was
Jesus.
And all of this.
Thank you.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now I feel a release to go.
Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
You too.
Well, Pastor Price, I didn't... Hold on a second. Pastor Price. Pastor Price?
Apostle,
I didn't see you.
Can you hear me? No,
yes.
Just as you were talking about the hip, Joyce stood up. She said, right here, Mama, right here, Mama. And she started on the hip,
oh.
on that hip area. And she said, is it better, Joe? She said, it's better. Because she said she's been hurting in that hip area.
Praise God.
And the Lord, and her lower back. They had been out shopping, and they got back in. And we were listening to the last end of the program, and when you call it out
yeah.
just now, that's what she said. She's been hurting in her hip area, down in that hip, like down to the bone in there, and in the other area,
and,
too, and in the and in her back. But you want to pray, Joy, is it good now?
Okay.
She said it's better.
It's better,
praise
or is it gone?
God.
Is it gone, Joy? She said it's a presence.
Okay, the presence got to go. Amen.
In Jesus.
Okay,
Elsa. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for reaching out and touching.
Oh, yeah,
this
right
thing
now.
On the hip has got to be totally gone because you called it out. Oh, there it is,
yeah.
right there. There's an anointing just flowing. Receive,
uh-huh,
just receive
yeah.
it. I know you folks are very good receivers
receive
down
it,
there.
Yeah.
Just receive it. Right now there's a power just flowing.
Yes. Even all around.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command and demand. There it is. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes. In Jesus' name. Flow. The anointing is flowing in Jesus' name.
Ooh.
Healing in Jesus' name is still powerful. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, there it was.
You feel it?
Yeah. There it is.
Uh-huh.
Going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank
in that middle back.
Even in her back, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching that in the name of Jesus in her back and in her glute area. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that thank you, Lord, that you love her just so much. We already prayed out, we closed out and everything, but you wouldn't let anything completely go until your
That's
child
right.
was prayed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we said
Hallelujah.
At the beginning, however you want to heal, Lord God, we're with you on this. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's an anointing. The anointing, the presence of Almighty God is flowing up your legs right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Going up your hip, all into your back right now. There it is. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, even all in your core, all around your stomach, hallelujah, even bringing in those stomach muscles.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
The whole
she
core
said she could
is
feel,
being touched.
She could feel around in her stomach that it was like God was working around her stomach, too. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let you hear that word of knowledge about. And Joy had just told me, she said, Mama, I feel all around my stomach, Mama.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for moving every all around her core, everything. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for your move tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you
right now to take the trauma away. Every bit of trauma from what she has felt previously, you got to go
yes,
to in Jesus' name right now.
Every bit of
in
trouble.
The name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For just thank you. All pain gone in the name of Jesus. Peace where there was pain. And we give you praise for it now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay,
it's
a
much
feel,
better,
Joy?
Much better.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. And the Lord says his presence is going to be up on you all night long.
Thank
all
you, Father.
Night
Amen.
Long.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Better than a warm blanket in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. And what did you say? I feel that. I hear those two words, overhaul and what?
Overhaul and overflow.
Every part of your body is like he's. I feel him going all the way through your body, Joy, all through your body.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All that
Amen.
Pray for Amber too, around her feet and her body. She's over. She ain't saying a word, but I hear her saying the spirit. I'm hurting too. Pray for Joy Amber real quick from the top of her head around her knees and her feet had been bothering her in her body. Pray for her body from the top on down. I'm praying, standing with you all in Jesus' name.
She's
sitting
right now,
right
top
down.
Of the head to the soles of the feet. It flows out of both hands this time, both hands.
Yes.
So I loose this anointing out of both hands, flowing from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. All pain, discomfort, or anything that needs to be fixed, healing in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus, your late-night blessings
in Jesus'
name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Any kind of gas. Any kind of gas or bloating.
She's shaking her head. She said, yeah. Hold it out by
Thank you, Lord. He just wants you to know he sees you. from here. Thank you. He sees you. Hallelujah. And this ear, Philip, Elder, how's your ear?
It's doing quite well. It's like I'd say it's 80+% clear, which is I am very thankful for.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the thank you all for the prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, thank you for healing both of the ladies tonight, Joy and
Amen.
Amber. Amber feeling better? Mm-hmm. Minister Amber feeling better?
Amber, are you feeling better?
Mm-hmm.
She said yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, look what the Lord has done. Amen.
Amen.
And I think we can now.
All right. All right. You have a blessed night. Thank you all so much. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Wait. I can't go yet. Something's going on in somebody's head, like a headache. At first it was like around the ear, and then it just went up. Lord.
Amber, just help. Go ahead. Tell her. Amber, tell her.
Mm-hmm.
She says her head. Can you hear me, Apostle? She's
yeah,
had new terms and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Lord God, we lift up Amber's head to you right now. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing is all over her head. In the name of Jesus, we just join our faith together, praying for her head right now, her physical
yes.
head, and then even her mind, even her very brain, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Father.
Hallelujah. There it is. Thank you. Hallelujah.
And her
and
chest,
like,
and her chest too. I'm feeling that chest area, her in the inside around, like the heart and everything.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. All right.
Hold it up,
you guys got the test? Hallelujah.
Hold it
now,
up,
this head thing is pretty intense right now. And
mm-hmm,
so,
that's what she's holding her head. Yeah, she holding her head.
Yeah. But you got to go.
I rebuke the root.
In the name of Jesus.
Root and got to go in Jesus' name.
You cannot lay hold. You cannot go any course, but you will and desist right now in the mighty and
right
matchless name of Jesus.
In the mighty and matchless name of
God
Jesus.
God, every bit of
the
pain leaves her head, leaves her temples.
Okay.
Get
I
her
felt
temples
like I was
right
supposed
now
to do something, so I'm going to do it, okay? Now, I don't normally
yeah
do this, but I'm going to make, but I feel, this is what I feel led to do. I'm going to make a motion like I'm slapping your head. Like I'm slapping you on the top of the head, okay? Of course, I'm not really. But that's what I'm going to do, okay?
All
right?
He's on the bed king on the. He shunned the bed king on the.
Slap!
He shunned the bed king on the. Don't go over in the name of Jesus.
That's it.
Hold on, my dear. In obedience, Lord God, to you are the great head of the church. Hold on, my dear, stay in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
I know
you,
it lifted
Lord
off of Amber.
Thank you. Amber, how are you?
Yes, the pressure went away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Slapped it right
now the amen. But when you did that, I'm telling you, it lifted off of me that pressure in my temple that I was perceiving in my temple. Okay, and
hold
then for the chest area.
Wow.
Hold on, my dear, the king on the. Hold on, my dear, the king on the. Don't go over the bad there. Not around.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for her chest. She has a
okay.
Ms. Selinda.
Okay, this is kind of strange, but I'm going to do it. Okay.
slapping her chest.
I'm gonna whap your chest.
Odra bedeke on the doko odra basia. It's on the bedeke. Jesus.
There it was.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what I felt led to do. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
No, she don't feel the difference. That was a weird thing to do, but
thank
I'm a
good person. Thank you, Lord. Over on my desk, the bedeke
did it lift off?
Amber, is your chest better?
Mm-hmm.
For real? We don't want a fake uh-huh. We want a real uh-huh. If it's not uh-huh, it's okay.
I feel God's presence on me. I feel him moving or off me. I feel
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Well, we give
thank
God
you.
All the praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Both of you all need refreshing. I'll say all three of you. And we thank you, Lord God. Refresh them. Renew them. Revive them. Restore them, Lord God. And every bit of virtue that has come out of them, Lord God, we thank you for replacing that virtue right now without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that deep out of their bellies flows rivers of living water, bringing refreshment all over them. We thank you, Lord God,
yes,
your word says that those who refresh others shall themselves be refreshed. And these and all three of them have refreshed others. Thank you, Lord God, right now that they're all being refreshed, renewed, restored, revived. We thank you for an overflow right now.
Overflow of your overflow, Lord, right now.
In the name of Jesus, we give you
in
praise.
In the name of
give
Jesus.
You glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. And even as all of them sleep tonight, as all of us sleep tonight, the presence
yes,
of the
yes.
Lord will overflow upon us
overflow and
restore us, renew
just
us, revive
us.
Amen.
Amen. Tell them thank you for
glory.
Praying. All right.
Wow.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Hallelujah. God bless you
God
all.
God bless you all, too. Look what the Lord has done.
Good night.
Good night.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He saved just the day. Come on.